Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to another edition of the Pod Daddy. Man, this is about to be a very fun episode. I'm so hyped. I'm so blessed. The energy is right and exact. I have Miss Lolita here. She's a confidence coach and an advocate for mothers who's lost children. Really dope woman, man. Her essence is beautiful. From the moment that I met her, I knew I had to get her on this podcast. So, I'm blessed, and I got Miss Lolita here. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello. First of all, I want to thank you for having me. It's, really exciting just to do this. But my name is Lolita Frazier, and I am a confidence coach, amongst so many other things, you know, mom, sister, all of those things. But I'm also a mother of a murdered child. So I'm just here just to vibe with you and get this conversation going.
Solid, man. We're going to have a good time, you know. So each podcast starts with a positive moment. And my positive moment today is going to be something I heard while in church one time. And I was just going through my notes. I was like, damn, what can I do my positive moment on today? What can I do it on? And I was like, yo, I found this. And the pastor, he said, it's good to know God, but it's better for God to know you. And basically what he was saying is, you knowing the creator and you knowing the universe and whatever you want to call it, that's not enough. You know what I'm saying? You got to talk. You got to pray. You got to manifest. You got to speak whatever it is that you want into existence. You got to speak that life, whatever. You got to speak all of that. So you knowing God not enough. You got to make sure you build that relationship with him. You got to make sure you build that relationship with the creator and you doing all of those things that you know are necessary to keep that relationship healthy. Yeah, man. What do you do, you know, to keep your relationships healthy?
This is a good one. So I'm really a firm believer that what you put out is what you get back in.
Solid.
And that goes to God Most High and whoever, you know, whatever it is that you believe. But, you know, definitely building that relationship, you know, with God and really trusting. You know, I'm trusting even when you don't understand. Mm-hmm. You know, that's building the faith. You know, that's how he knows, you know. Being able to, you know, deliver those messages, let other people know, like spread the word as to what he's doing for you. It all comes from like building that relationships like that's beyond the spirit. It's like where you're looking at him like your home, like you're a person, you know. It's like, no, I owe this to you. Like, no, this is what, you know, I'm supposed to be doing. So definitely building like a strong, solid, you know, relationship that you know, that's no different than like the relationships that we have with each other.
Yes. Solid. When you said looking at the creator, the universal God, whatever you call it, as your homie, that stuck out to me, because for me a long time I didn't really know how to pray, or I thought the way I was praying was the wrong way to pray. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, nah, you can't do it like that. Like, you gotta, you gotta get down on your knees. No. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, nah, that's my man's. Yeah. Like, I talk to him in the whip. Like, you know what I mean? I talk to him in the shower. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I do it like, you know, so.
You know.
It's, you know, it, like, to hear you say, like, yo, you treat him like that's your homie. Like, that's, you know, like, that's genuinely what I do, no, too.
I really do. And I can remember feeling just like you. Like, feeling like I had to do things a certain way because of all the limited beliefs that had been placed upon me, like that you're supposed to be on your knees, you know, you know, and that's not the kind of God that we serve. Mm-hmm. You know, he's realer than that. He's realer than that. It's like, holler at me, like talk to me whenever. Mm-hmm. Driving your car, walking down the stairs, it doesn't matter. Like, whenever it is that it is on your heart and in your spirit to do so, you respond to it. You just be obedient. Like, solid. And if you're listening, you're going to hear it. Like, mm-hmm. You know, if you're open to that. So, definitely anywhere. Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, I love it. That kind of bring me to where we at right now. Recently, man, DMX passed, man.
Yeah, I'm so sad.
DM fucking ex.
Oh my gosh. I was so sad. Like, literally growing up.
Oh my God.
I've had a few rappers that I'm like, okay, when I grow up, like, that's going to be my boyfriend. No, seriously, DMX was one of them.
Yeah.
And it was just like, just something about him that I just really understood. And so it really broke my heart, you know, just to hear that.
DMX wasn't, I didn't want that to happen. Yeah. Like, it was one of those things that you kind of could see coming, but it was like, nah, like, you know, he gonna get through that. Like, we ain't gonna let that happen to X. And then it happened. So that was, but he also was one of the rappers that was out there about his faith. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, was always praying and just bringing that energy to wherever he was at. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, that's crazy.
No, yes. Like, and that's because he was connected. And so even if our paths aren't the same and we don't look the same, we're not moving the same, talking the same, it doesn't mean that we don't have like that spiritual connection or that relationship. And, you know, DMX is just a hurt person, you know, just suffering. And like you said, we all thought and wished and prayed that he would pull through. But, you know, this was a time that he didn't. But he's still here, though, you know. That's how I look at it. Like, he's never going to be gone because, you know, what he did while he was here, he served. And he left a message behind. You know, a lot of people are going to change. A lot of people are going to live because of DMX. So even through his death, you know, people can receive life, you know. So... long live DMX.
Yo, his passing made me think, like, I don't have no childhood heroes. You was talking about boyfriends that you wanted when you was, you know, when you was a kid. No, I feel you, but I'm saying, like, for me, like, I was a Kobe Bryant fan. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, damn, like, Kobe gone, you know, you got DMX gone. I remember, you know, dancing to Michael Jackson as a little kid, you know.
Whitney,
you know what I mean? I'm from East Orange, New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, Bloomfield, East Orange, you know? So, like, it's like, damn. Like, you know, like, so like, Whitney definitely is, my pop went to high school with Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
You know, so it's crazy that how stuff change. You know how you go through life and you realize that at one point you just grow up and then you look around and it's just like, God damn it. Like, the people I grew up, you know, looking at, they ain't here no more.
Yeah. Like you said, that was big, like, that we just grow up.
Yeah.
You know?
We just grow up.
Yeah, and even with them, you know, like, people that are suffering, it's things that they haven't healed from, and they just grow up, you know, and just become adults that have to still deal with those situations, and, you know what I'm saying? So, it's definitely a sad thing to think about, but...
It's deep. But it's not really sad, though, because it's just all about... the way you look at things.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the way you look at stuff. And, you know, just a little back behind the scenes, you know, I talked to the guests before they come here. And earlier you kind of said something about, like, you just believe that, you know, people transition, you know, and, like, you know, like, they not really gone.
Yeah.
And you got to look at it that way.
Yeah, I've always looked at death like that.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it's not even a fact of me trying to, you know, trick my mind or anything like that. It's just that that's what I feel because the spirit is still so strong that you just don't see the person. Yeah. But sometimes, like, if you really focus, you can actually see the person, you know? I mean, I could get deep with this, but it's like, I think that it just depends on, you know, your spirituality and how open your mind is. But I definitely believe that we live to live again. Mm. I believe that death is a form of life. You know, it's just in a different sense.
And you said it depends on how spiritual you are. Like, you think you're spiritual or religious? Like, how you feel about that?
I'm definitely a spiritual person. And so, you know, I believe what I feel, things that I've witnessed. You know, there's things that I've gone through that I know that it's bigger than me. You know, it's I'm a witness.
Solid.
You know, and so I don't know a whole lot, you know, about, you know, I can't break anything down to you. I just know what I personally feel, you know. And so I just look at it like that. Like, I don't get into that. But I do know that I serve, you know, a higher power that, you know, has my back and has delivered me and brought me through so many situations that I couldn't have done it by myself, you know.
Yeah. So, like, I can't really say that I'm one or the other, because I think for me, just in the way I was raised, I kind of just have both. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, my grandma would kill me if I said I wasn't religious. You know what I'm saying? Or if she told me, or if she knew that I wasn't, you know, at least paying attention to the word and how and interpreting it in a way that affects my life. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You can use the Bible to do whatever you needed to do. You know what I mean? But also, you know, I was kind of raised Muslim for a second. You know what I mean? So I just got it's different religions that kind of guide my path. But I'm a little bit of both.
Yeah, and I think that's a great way to put it too. Like when you really think about it, because, you know, like I do, you know, I refer to the Bible for lots of things. You know, like I believe in a lot of things that are written. You know, and a lot of things make sense to me. I just don't like to put a title on anything. You know, it's just that I am who I am. And
that's when it gets crazy.
I'm like, I don't really want the title, but you know, if you're around me, you feel it. You know, you know.
And the energy, you know that it's something, the energy, you know? that's all it is ever, man. Damn, yo. Unfortunately, we just been in a week of loss. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because we also had the young brother, Dante Wright. I believe is his name. You know, just another victim of fucking police brutality.
Yeah.
God damn it, man. How do they... What the fuck?
It's not... They just keep it. doing this shit. It's like, you know, you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's like...
Man.
This is a routine. This has become a habit. Like, this isn't an accident. Like, how many times, like, do we have to hear, like, oh, I thought, like,
I made it's a mistake.
Life. It's my a nigga, whole life.
My nigga Botham Jean was sitting in his house by himself, and Shorty ran in his crib and killed him. Like,
and then had the audacity to say, oh, shit. I shot somebody. I shot somebody.
It was in the wrong house. Nigga, what? What? Like, you know what I mean? And then now you got this young lady here that's going to sit here and tell us, I thought I grabbed the taser. You, like, I don't know, man. Like, you a cop. Like, to me, at this point, it's just coming down to training.
No, I say it all the time.
It's coming down to training, man.
Somebody is missing something because why don't they know? Like, these are basic things. Like... So the only thing they're teaching you is to grab your gun and shoot, apparently, because that's all you can do.
Because that's all you can do.
You keep doing. Like,
and then furthermore, they're giving you a taser and a gun, and you can't tell the difference in the weight between the two?
No. Yeah, I think they need to give them other tests, you know, like mental capacity,
mental,
IQ,
all
like
of that.
Common sense, because it just doesn't make sense to me. You know, it doesn't. It's a pandemic just like... what we're in, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's the same thing, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, yo, that shit is ridiculous. I can't... I don't even know how to... Like, I've been in situations, like, with the cops and stuff like that, and, you know, like, man, I done ran from the police before. And luckily, none of them was assholes. You know what I mean? Because I probably could have... I probably gave them a chance, too. You know what I'm saying? But... It's just like, yo, when I hear stuff like that, it's a reminder. Like, as brothers, sometimes it's just a different type of rules. Because then we had the young man who was killed. But did you see the army guy? It was a cat that was in the army, and they was trying to get him out of his whip. And he was, you know, he full army regalia, the full uniform. And they like, yo, you know, get out the car, get out the car. He like, yo, I'm U.S. military, I'm da-da-da-da-da. And they're like, get out the car, get out the car. Pepper spray the man, you know, trying to get him out the car. You know, and they kind of raised a question of compliance. You know what I'm saying? When the police pull you over, are you supposed to do whatever it is that they tell you to do? You know what I mean?
I think that right now people are so afraid.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't know what to do. And even though you want to, like, people say, well, just don't say anything. Well, then you think, like, oh, my God, like, I need to say something, you know? Like, what if I don't, you know? Or I'm just trying to grab my phone. You know, you're not really thinking like that. Like, you're so paranoid. Like, I'm a woman, and I've gotten pulled over by the police. And literally, I was so afraid. Like, I told my friend, I'm like, listen, if something happens and I have to go with them, do not let this car out of your sight.
So do you, like, are you one of those people, like, if the cops tell you get out the car, you going to feel like, why? Like, for what? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm
I do feel you. I do feel you as a woman, though, because it's a little different because, you know, man, like, I just mean, the systemic process of what the cops have done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To women, it's kind of like...
It's the start. It's
to black women in particular, yeah. No, I don't want to get out.
It's going to depend on a lot of things. It's going to depend on their delivery, mm-hmm. You know, how you approach me, how aggressive you're being with me.
Yeah.
If it's dark, if it's a place where somebody can see me,
yeah.
You know? Okay. But if we're in the dark, like nighttime, I'm probably not even going to pull over for you.
Not
like,
even.
You got to follow me to the gas station because yeah. I'm like, I'm just not... I don't trust it. You know, I don't trust it.
It's
like,
spooky hours when they come to the cops. So it's spooky hours for them.
Yeah.
We can't deal with it. We can't even. And that's crazy because they supposed to be somebody that, you know, protect and serve and put us in a more positive situation. And we don't even feel comfortable enough to pull over the car.
Man. I
couldn't even imagine. Pull, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, no. Don't even. Hell, let alone get out.
Yeah.
Get out. For what?
Right.
For what?
No, you're right. Because when this particular time when this happened to me, you know, I got out the car,
mm-hmm.
and I was shaking. Yes. I was shaking so bad that it probably made me appear guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that I had done anything.
Just scared.
And so even when he's asking me, why am I so nervous? Like, why am I stuttering? Like, I literally had to tell him, because you make me nervous. Like, that's how you make me feel. Like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's not you, but it's just the whole situation. And he ended up apologizing to me, like, as I started crying, because I was just like, I had already been going through something. I had just, you know, dealt with a tremendous loss. And I'm like, I just want to live.
Yes.
You know, and I literally, like, told him that, like, I just lost something. So, you know, now in my mind, I'm just thinking, like, please don't hurt me. I just want to live. And he was like, I'm so sorry, like, that you feel that way. And he actually gave me a hug, so.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this was in Georgia, so.
It came, okay.
What? Was
Hey, yo, come on. Yeah. But see, you need more police like that. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need more police that realize that the interaction is not always, I'm not scared because I got something. I'm right. Scared because. You got to recognize what we got going on mm-hmm. right now. Yes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I'm reaching. No, I'm not reaching for a gun. I'm reaching for my phone in case you kill me. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
I need to tell somebody, right, that I'm being pulled over. Like, you're right. That's the first thing you think about.
It's just what it is. It's just where we at right yeah. now. It's spooky hours for the cops, bro. Spooky hours. And not that we going to do something. We just scared. Like, we just scared.
For no reason, man. I mean, it's for a reason. But we shouldn't.
But we shouldn't be.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shouldn't be a reason that we're afraid. So, but, you know, we just got to keep being a part of the change so that maybe one day there will be, you know, a real change.
So we got, as we talking about another young brother that lost his life, you know what I'm saying? You actually dealt with that firsthand.
Yeah, I did.
You dealt with that firsthand.
Yeah, so unfortunately I did, and like, even to find out today that you knew my son, like, it just made all of this make sense. Mm-hmm. It made it all make sense because I'm like, you know, I'm about to share my story. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I want to tell him about my son, and then you tell me you know him. But in 2016, my son Jordan, he went by the name Lalo. He actually was murdered, you know, mm-hmm. in Newport News, Virginia, at just 21 years old. So, you know, I know what it's like to lose. You know. I know what it's like to gain also, you know, from that same loss. So it's like, it's just kind of like just turn my life around and help me to like really look at people in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, I just look at the whole situation, you know, makes you think about, you know, a lot of people say it's gun violence and I just don't believe that. I believe it's the hurt people, you know, that have the guns. Like,
yeah, but,
you know.
But okay, so why you don't think it's gun violence, though? Because, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like,
well, you know. The reason I feel like that personally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, there's a gun that did it, so yes, that's the problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know plenty of people who have guns, you know, that don't kill people.
The niggas don't do that, yeah.
They don't kill people. And so I don't want people to take the focus off what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's the hurt person behind the gun.
So you think it's, like, a systemic, like, you think that's, like, the that you do you more attribute it to the systemic oppression of our people, or you just think that that's all people, what no matter what it is, black, white, whatever, it's just a hurt person?
I think any hurt person, even down to the police officers, like, you it's know, just some, they just hurt people and they bitter and they're holding on to something and held hostage to something, and then you have a gun. How easy is it to pull a trigger when you're held hostage to
hurt people?
And, you know, so like I said, I do, like, you know, I don't, I mean, I have a gun. I'm a single woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to.
Yeah.
Like, in the day and age that we live in, I have to. I have grandchildren. I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anybody to protect us. Now, do I like guns? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And don't want to ever have to use a gun. You know, and so, but if I was a hurt person, it would be easy for me to, you know, think differently.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, losing my son made me think about a lot of things. It made me think about the person who killed him. Mm-hmm. That was somebody's child. You know, a 19-year-old person is not a necessarily just a killer. You know, it's a hurt person that happens to have a gun. And when they're not releasing, you know, and they're walking in pain, they can easily just kill, you know, kill somebody.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you don't even think about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Who's worth you going to prison for your rest of your life? Like, I can't think of anybody. I don't care what you've done to me. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The
it gotta be something
life,
deep,
deep. Yeah.
But you can't, I just cannot, like, not like you and just kill you.
That's
because
fact.
I care so much about me. Like, mm-hmm. It ain't even about you at that point. And so, like I said, I'm just like, that's where I want to bring the focus to. I want to bring the focus to really helping hurt people, like, strut through the things that they're going through so that, you know, you can think twice about something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can, you know, look at a part, think, care more about yourself first. Like, you know.
Yo, it's just a blessing to hear somebody. Like, you know, like, you hear people go through stuff and, like, oh, okay, like, somebody in my family was killed. And the instant reaction is revenge or just, oh, I got to carry that. You know what I'm saying? But it's a blessing to hear you speak from a point of, like, I get it. You know what I mean? Not that I get it, but it's just, like, that's, you know, you got a understanding of it that's just beyond what most people could even comprehend. Yeah, you know
I think that goes back to, like, earlier, like, my spirituality and trusting.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you get to a point where you just trust with your whole entire heart, I don't even try to figure it out. I just trust.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that my life is written. You know,
mm-hmm.
My purpose. All of these things, it's like, even when you don't want to admit, like, oh my God, like, this happened, this is just a part of my story.
It's part of the journey.
And the way, like, my son's life, he lost his life, but he's helped to save other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, the way that God works for me is just like, it makes it so clear.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it so clear.
Solid.
You know, even from the beginning, like, the things I went through as a young person.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go through that in order to be able to help other young girls who went through that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like never about me. My son died. My son got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm able to help other mothers before their sons get killed. You know, like letting them know about the signs, like letting them know about just keeping it real with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When
just keeping it real with them.
What's
like,
going on with
and then
kids.
Mothers whose kids are murdered. You know, like everybody's going to be like, I understand or I can imagine, but you really, really can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to show them, like, yeah, you're going to have good days, bad days. People are going to be here today, gone tomorrow. But you will get through it if you believe that.
Yeah.
And if you honestly believe that energy can't be destroyed or created,
mm-hmm.
then it's like, it makes me smile because I'm like, my son is, like, right with me.
Yeah.
You know, when my son passed away, my mom was like, they were, like, at the funeral, they didn't really understand how, like, I was okay because I didn't really show a lot of emotion.
So.
And my mom was like, you know, I just walked up to him and I just looked at him. And my mom was like, you know, are you okay? Like, you know, mm-hmm. you haven't cried. I want to check on you. You know, like, they just wanted to make sure I was good.
Sure
I wasn't
good.
Losing it. And I told him, I said, I'm good. Like, my son with me. Like, he walked me up here.
Mm-hmm.
That's how in touch I was with his spirit.
So when my grandma died, I lost it. I was at my grandma's funeral. And through the funeral, I didn't accept it. Like, they had the time where people were supposed to go up there and talk.
Yeah.
And I should have went up there to talk. If I would have got up there to talk, I would have been fine.
That's deep.
But I didn't go up there to talk. I sat my ass right there. And afterwards, I was just drinking. And I acted the first time I ever acted a fool like that in front of my family. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get drunk with your friends and your friends laugh at you, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I was with my family and completely. It was so embarrassing. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. You know what I mean? But it made me confront grief.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta know, like, you gotta be prepared, or you gotta know how you gonna grieve before you even get to the point of grieving. You know what I'm saying?
You're
like,
absolutely right.
Like, you gotta know how you gonna deal with that.
Yeah.
And for you said that energy is neither destroyed or created. And you know, we all know that, but don't nobody look at it like that when you talking about losing a person. Yeah. You feel me?
I think that that's because we're so trained to be sad.
Yeah.
You know, like, to lose it. Like, you feel guilty when you don't cry. You know, when you don't go off.
It's like, you know, the people in New Orleans, you know, when somebody pass away, they
do this. Like,
they
dancing all
that.
Yeah,
and when you see that, a lot of people be like, yo, what the fuck they doing?
Yeah.
But them,
I started looking at the energy is so, like, present, you know, and just, you know, just powerful that it's like I wanted to still be that mom that he knew, that he loved.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to keep it together. Like, I never let him see me sweat. Like, you know, like, that's just what it is. Like, we got to get through it. Like, I have daughters that are watching me. Like, I got to be the example. Like, I know that everything that I need to get through anything is inside of me.
Solid.
Because I done been through so many things that I made it through. So, I'm like, okay, this is just another one. Like,
yeah,
it hurt, and it sting a lot different. But I'm a realistic person.
Mm-hmm.
The way you live is the way you die. Me and my son talked about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not oh my God, somebody killed my son. No. My son lived a life that will cause you to die.
Solid.
Quick.
I mean, yeah.
And so when you a hurt person and you around other hurt people, somebody gonna hurt somebody.
This is how it's
gonna hurt somebody. Yeah. And they all, everybody that was there, everybody that he was associated with, like, in their own way, they were hurt children.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for an outlet, whether it was rap or, you know,
gang banging,
all of that, dealing, all of that. You know
what
I'm saying?
Outlet. It's all
and
outlet.
So, like I said, I miss my son like a whole lot, you know. But I just try to keep his energy. Like, I just keep him going through me. Like, I am Lalo. Like, everything that he wanted to do, I do it. He wanted the world to know his name, I tell his story. Like, I travel all over the country. Like, you're gonna know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my son loved people. And so what happened
was...
That
boy was solid.
Yeah,
yo,
he was so, oh my God. He was everything.
Yeah, most deaf,
everything.
Most deaf.
And he was like the
cool
one kid that was
boy.
Like the most like me. My boy.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's just like, it's different.
It'd be like that because moms and sons, you feel me? Like, that's a different...
Yeah.
That's a whole different relationship. Me and my mom like that. Like, me and my mom butt heads... I think
we definitely bumped heads.
honestly, I don't think the crazy thing about it is I think I got all my mother's worst qualities. I ain't get none of the good ones. Like, I be looking at my mother like, yo, that lady's so responsible. God damn it. I ain't get none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm lazy as a motherfucker. You know what I mean? But I know my mother sometimes look at me and be like, you know, God damn it. That's all of me. You know what I mean? You know? And, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, but sometimes, you know.
I used to always be like, I just, you know, I was his favorite, like, hands down. But because I am a mom, I wasn't trying to be his friend. So I was like, I ain't sugarcoat nothing. It was like, I don't care how tall you are. This is just what it is. Where his friend, he'd be like, don't try to embarrass me. Like, oh, I'm about to do it. Like, straight up. He'd be like, all right, I'm coming. Because he knows that I'm going to come out there and I don't care anything about it.
Don't care nothing about
but
nothing.
But a lot of things that I talked to him about, a lot of things that I shared with him, he act like he wasn't listening. But when he passed away, all his friends shared those things with me.
Yeah.
Like, how I always tell my kids I love them. Like, I say it so much that they be like, Mom, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to tell people that, like, you know, so that if something ever happens to them, you don't have to be like, man, I wish I would have said
and
I love
you.
You
especially got to tell a hurt person.
Yes, you have
gotta
to. It can change their whole life.
You know what I'm saying?
And so his friends would say that he was, like, the first person that would tell them, like, made it cool for a guy to tell a young black boy to tell his friends, "All right, I love you, man." And they 16 years old. "I love you, man. I love you, man." Yeah. And like Lalo started that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He put that energy and atmosphere for his. Yeah. Yo, that's love, though.
That's love, right?
That's the energy that you
that lives on and on.
And so now you can't be sad. Now
how can I be sad? God,
you know what I'm saying? Yo, your son. God damn it, man. Yeah, he's my son. Was that type of dude.
Yeah.
He definitely was that type of dude. From the moment I met him, like I said, one of the things I regret is that I didn't give him a job. He was trying to get a job with me, but he came. He was in the mall all the time. You know what I mean? He was always in the mall, and that was he was a solid dude, man. Solid, and he always used to have a young boy Mace with him. Yes. You know what I'm saying? All the time. But yeah, man. He was.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He was a guy. Yeah, he was a dude, man. He was a dude. Let's go ahead and we're gonna move, man. Yeah. Cause you're giving me OG moments right now, and you're giving me advice on everything. So when you lose people, you don't just lose people in life. Sometimes you lose people in relationships.
Yes.
You feel me? Yes. Like you ever been married?
No, I have never been married.
You ever been in love?
I have been in love.
What was that like for you?
It felt safe. You know, it was, like, free and, you know, just light and just, like, gentle, you know? It was that. It was, like, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, you get in yourself, you know, like, I was in love. I felt it, right? And then life. And I wasn't able to balance it. You know, when you take, like, great losses, like, it can throw you off.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't know how to, move forward in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of disconnect from everything. Like you just, you know, cause you just lost something that means more to you than anything in this world. Mm-hmm. Right. And so now I became a nitpicker. Every little thing, it was just like, well, if I lost Jordan and I have to move on, like I can lose you. I can lose this.
It was this fucking thing.
No, I kind of ran from my whole life. Like, I literally, like, just got on the flight, and I just went to El Paso, Texas with my daughter, and I just kind of checked out for a second.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was just my way of dealing with my grief, but then I found myself grieving someone that was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Because a part of, you know, me losing my son, I reevaluated my life,
mm-hmm.
and it was certain things that I was just holding on to.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, you know, it was like a crutch. It was safe. You know, it allowed me to just be, like, okay. And so, because I wanted to be great, I had to.
So was that love, you think it was real? Or you think that it was something that you said it was a crutch?
And so it felt like, I'm going to say it felt like I was in love. You know what I'm saying?
Solid.
I'm going to say it felt like that because it was the closest thing that I could, like, that's the closest feeling that I've had to what I think that love is.
And you didn't have that till after your son passed?
No, I had that before. Like, I had that during.
Okay.
But when my son passed,
it took it to a whole different.
I changed. You know, when you lose somebody, you lose a part of yourself.
Okay.
And so I didn't know how to find my happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know how to pretend. It's like I lost a child, like something that, you know. And so I ran from it, and then I lost it. Because time.
Are you talking about finding your happy, yo? I talked about this on a different podcast. Hey, yo, finding your happy, that's something that's so fucking tough to do. Oh my God, that's why I say with that how we started with that positive moment.
Yeah.
In terms of just not just knowing God, but Him knowing you. Like you have to find a way to fucking do the things that make you happy, whatever that routine is, however that play out, you got to do that. Because if you can't find your happy, you're going to be lost. No. I done been down that gutter too many times, boy.
And it's
too
like, you know,
you can't find it. You know what I mean? Can't grab it. You know what I'm saying? That's a crazy feeling.
And I think, you know, as I think about it, because, you know, nobody's really asked me that question, like, have I been in love? Like, I'm always asking people questions, right? Nah. And so as I think about that, I would think that it felt like love, but it may have been, like, lust mixed with, you know, like, habit.
Son, you got kids. You grown. you older than me, and you feel like you've never been in love, my nigga?
The only love, like, as far as, like, in a relationship kind of love, like, I feel like I could have been in love, but, like, not to say that I necessarily received that love back.
A solid.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and yeah, so, yeah, and then yeah, I've yeah. had somebody, like, love me and make me feel like this is what love is, but I might be missing something. Dead. It's like,
so it wasn't
like, you
in
know,
love. It was just, some
like,
love
I felt
dead.
Love. Like, yeah. I know what love feels like. I know. I uh-huh. see it. Like, mm-hmm. I know the look in your eyes. Like, I know what it feels like. I know that I know it because God. I felt it. But it's like,
damn.
Have I been in love? I don't think that I've reached that yet because I think that when it's mutual
then
and
it's
I'm
fucking
in love,
mutual.
Then, well, then I'll be married. That's what I think that yeah. my life, you know? So it's like, yeah, I've had great relationships. Mm-hmm. I'm love. Mm-hmm. I'm love, so I attract love.
Solid.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really attract, like that's all I kind of, I know.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sitting here right now. I'm in love right now. You're sitting here, you're like, I've never been in love. No, you're in love right now because I love you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I love you too. But no, seriously. So yeah. it's like when you're a person that is love, sometimes it can get confusing because everything that comes around me, it feels good or I make it feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. It's weird to explain, but I'm love.
Yeah.
You know?
So it just happens. It's just a thing.
Like, all of my friends will probably say that all of my boyfriends were, like, the one. Like, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll meet somebody and be like, no, that's the one.
Oh,
and then they'll meet
man.
Somebody and be like, no, yeah. that's the one. But yeah. really, it's me. And because I show people how to love me, like, they just kind of go with the
God.
Flow. And it's like...
Hey, yo, you like... man, I don't even want to say too much right now, man. Because I might... man, goddamn.
I'm just saying.
But, yo... nah, fuck it. I just gotta talk openly. For real, though, that's exactly how I am. Like, yeah, man, like, I've never, like, yo, all my shorties is shorties. Every one of them, you feel yeah. me? Like, yeah, man, like people, like, I don't know. Like, I don't, you know, like, no matter what status I'm in life, you feel me? What's going on with me, you feel me? Like, all my shorties is shorties.
Right.
Yeah, man, like, they all gonna be shorties.
Right.
So it's like,
A
certain level.
Yeah.
Of what, you know what I'm saying? Whoever you are, you're going to get what you,
yes,
you know what I mean? You're going to get what you put
that.
Out.
I
you
definitely
know what I'm
believe that.
Yeah.
I always say, I don't meet bad guys.
Mm-mm.
I'm not, they don't like my type. You know, it's like, I don't look like I want to be bothered with them.
I'll be so mad sometimes because I can't never bag no ratchets. Boy, them ratchets don't never, man. Sometimes I go out on a prowl for ratchets and I just can't get them.
Man, but he's so nice. Like, he's such a nice guy.
I'm
you're
like God
okay.
damn it. I'm shit. Nigga, I'm not. The fuck? I'm going home pissed off, nigga. I'm just out here looking for ratchets and I can't find them. They not
nowhere.
Giving me no love. Man.
Oh, my God.
Yo, this is... Yo, love. Yo, this is love.
No,
you
it
feel
is.
Me?
It feels this so good because love. It's so natural. And it's like, you know, I was a little bit anxious about it because, you know, you were sharing a story. It's in a different format where I'm looking you dead in your face. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
but
talking.
The fact that it feels so good, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? It's like, okay. Like, just, it's definitely a vibe right now.
It's gentle.
Yes, it's gentle.
Yeah.
That's important, you know?
It gotta be gentle.
Yes.
Gotta be gentle.
Yes.
All right, so, we could talk forever, but we gotta stop talking.
Okay.
So, I always end my podcast with random questions.
Okay.
So, I think because of what we've been doing, I'm just gonna ask you nothing but, like, really happy random questions.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Just to kind of get to know you and what you do. You feel
okay.
me? But before that, I'll ask every one of my guests this question.
Yes.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
To heal hurt people.
Oh my gosh. That's all you care about, huh?
I don't. That's all I care about.
You don't want to be strong. You don't want to fly.
I'm already strong.
You don't want to be invincible. You don't want to be transparent.
Nope.
All you want to do is heal people.
Yep. I know what it's like to be hurt.
You are.
Yeah, I don't. I'm like,
that's
like a superpower to me. You know, if you can free somebody of the heaviness that they've been walking in. You know, because so many things happen to people that's so bad that they never talk. They can never talk about it.
So would you
want to
wipe their memory?
All of that. Like, it's gone.
No, not even a memory.
So how about this? I want to heal them because I think what's really important is that you understand that the things that we've gone through uh-huh. are important to who we are today.
Okay, so what?
So just to not be, not to feel hostage to it, yeah. to actually be able to stand tall and to stand in their truth and be like, yeah, this happened to me. And to understand that it's not about you. Uh-huh. Like, you had to go through that to help this little girl yeah. or this little boy. You know what I'm saying? And just put your big boy, big girl panties on uh-huh. and keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Keep
you
it moving.
You just want to give people the strength to
yeah,
keep it moving.
Yeah, keep it moving, you know?
Solid.
That's it. That's my superpower.
Okay. All right. So tell me a time as a child you were most happiest.
Most happiest as a child. A child, like a little child?
All right. Well, tell All right. Me.
So most happiest as a child would probably be, I'm the oldest of three girls. Well, mm-hmm. four girls, but when I was young, it was just three of us because one sister is like way younger.
So.
And so I think our happy moments are probably like us laying like in the room in the dark and me telling stories to my sisters.
You told stories? Did you make yeah. the stories up or did Some. You read them?
And so this is the thing. I would start with real stories.
Uh-huh.
But because they never wanted the stories to end, I would add on to the stories.
Yeah.
Because they would get so into it. They'd be like, what happened? And I would literally say, like, well, that's it. She's like, what? And then I would just, and she would even say, make something. I don't even care if you make it up.
Yeah.
I was just a storyteller. I could tell them, like, because I was adventurous, I did things that they weren't able to do. And so I would always have, like, an exciting story. And so just laying there and just, whether it was scary, scaring the crap out of them, or just having them so into it
yeah.
and laughing and just, you know, or just being like at the end, like, all right, I'm lying. And they're like, what? Like, yeah. oh my God, I can't believe you lied. Yeah, so I think hanging out with my sisters and just being like young and innocent,
mm-hmm.
you know, just those moments. There's so many of them, you know, but just that with my cousins and
yeah.
Fighting. You know what I'm yeah, saying? Yeah, we all used to fight. Like,
hey, yo, a fight is definitely a good.
That's like cousin love.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
have to fight your cousins.
You gotta whoop your cousin. Got to. All right, so I'm a young dude, right? So I need to know, like, tell me what would be your, like, if I was to take, what's your ideal date? Give me a date idea.
Mm.
And you sound fire, too.
All right.
This
so
for all the listeners. Hey, fellas,
my ideal
about to give us something.
Date. I'm very, very simple. Like, mm-hmm. simplicity works for me. But I love to be intimate, like, you know, away from everyone. I'm very, like, that kind of person. So I would say I love the ocean.
The ocean.
Right?
Okay.
And so this is just, like, a dream date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The ideal.
Ideal date. Like, I would love to, like, fly or, you know. Mm. Go to, like, a little private location. It could be somewhere local, like a lake or...
Butt Naked Beach.
Hey, Butt Naked Beach. We can have a Butt Naked yeah. lunch. Actually, I mean, if it's on a secluded island, it wouldn't matter. But if yeah. you, as long as you're with the person that makes you happy and makes you feel good, mm-hmm. have some good food, mm-hmm. some wine, you know, some, you know, just some herbs, some good stuff.
Just
you know what I'm
time.
Saying?
What's
and
your,
just maybe listen to some good music.
You know the five love languages?
Touch.
Do you know what yours is? You think you know what your love language is? It seems like it might be quality time.
I think that I definitely know that my love language is quality time. We don't have to do anything. I like to be around the person that I love. Like, I was just talking about this to my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I really like somebody, if I'd rather hang out with them than my friends.
Okay.
You know, like, if my girlfriends want to hang out, and he wants to hang out, and I choose them.
Yeah.
Oh, I know I got the one. Because that means, like, he's, like, my lover, homie, friend. Like,
yeah, you can
we
do can, whatever.
Yeah,
you
it's
can
like,
kick
we,
it.
Like, we whatever. Good. Like, if yeah. I need to have a business meeting, he's going to be patient. Mm-hmm. He's going to sit back and allow me to do that. But we can also go and turn up, have a good time. We can also be romantic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I love all of that. We want to go to the gym together. We can do everything. You mm-hmm. know? So, yeah.
What's your favorite article of clothing?
My favorite article of clothing would be denim. I love jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I think they make you feel secure. I love premium denim. So I love, like, to look at a good pair of jeans and just see, like, quality. And I also like pants. So, like, bottoms.
Pants, okay.
I love a pair of clean dress pants, mm. you know, that are long, like, right over your pump a little bit. I love that. Like, yeah. just... tailored, like, to your body, like, classy, boss-like. That's okay. Probably my favorite bottom dressed up. And then denim, because I feel like a great pair of denim just can really enhance, like, your body. You know, you feel secure in them. You know, you feel good.
Secure.
Secure.
You think that pants make you feel secure?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do.
Interesting.
Yes. You just think about it. Like, if you have on a pair of pants that fit you like a glove.
I'm a dude. None of my
okay,
pants
well,
fit
you're...
me like a glove. You wearing no motherfucking pants that fit me like a glove.
We're not.
Fucking
all right, so that's okay. All right.
But when I do see a woman that
when
got
you see
on
a
some
woman,
pants,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, it may be something that is like, it's not even a, it's not a, like, she's fully covered, but when you see, like, man, she looks really
yeah, she
nice in those
the,
pants.
Yeah,
like,
those,
she's wearing those pants.
I can't say.
Okay.
I feel you. I can't, now that you put it like that, I can't say sometimes the pants is more fire than, like, she got on, like, a dress or...
Right, or a low-cut shirt.
Like, yeah. You right.
Yeah.
You right.
Because the pants create an illusion.
Boy. An illusion. You ain't lame. All right, man. God damn, yo. This has been fucking fun, yo. I like having real conversations with real people, yo.
Yeah.
The Pod Daddy. This is a safe space. That's why I made this shit. Because I just wanted to be able to talk to real people about real things, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I appreciate you coming through and chopping it up with me and, you know, just giving me your energy. You know?
Okay. I the energy, energy, like, the feeling is mutual.
I love it.
Because I'm feeling the same thing, you know. Like I said, it's kind of weird because I'm looking at you, but it's like, are we on Zoom?
Yeah.
Am I really looking this man in his
yeah,
eyes? But
nah, yeah.
It's great because I've never done this.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, like I said, it's... You know, is
on a computer.
On a computer, so it's like you can be, you know, a little bit more relaxed. And here it's like, you know, straight in your face, like, let's get to it. And
mm-hmm.
I actually really like it because it's like, okay, we doing this.
We
like, we vibing
talking,
right
now. You know, we fucking talking.
Yeah,
man.
So.
And that's what it's all about,
yes.
You know. Yo, if you made it all the way through this episode, yo, I appreciate you so much, yo. Like, I really do. Shout out to all of my listeners. Make sure you like and subscribe. Miss Lolita Frazier, I appreciate you,
yes,
man.
Yes, thank you
I really
you so
do.
Much.
I really do. Do you have any way that people could follow you?
Yes.
You want to give out your social media?
Yeah, so on Instagram, it's strut, strut, underscore talk, talk. On Facebook, it's the same thing. And my website is lolitafrazier.com. So if you're looking for any confidence coaching, or just want to, you know, learn how to strut, you know, and take ownership of your life. That's what I do. I help make people feel good. So.
Solid.
Yes.
I might go ahead and.
You should.
And learn how to strut a little bit. Yeah, man. I think I got it in me. I can walk a little bit.
Yes,
you know
I'm telling you. You can do it.
Solid, yeah. Well, yeah. Once again, y'all, I appreciate y'all for rocking out with me. This is the Pod Daddy 1.